Welcome again, everyone. This is a Choppers Club first. I am dropping the first preview of a golf tournament. Of course, it is Masters Week, arguably the biggest event in golf. So I've got a member who was inducted earlier on in the podcast into the Choppers Club, Sam Stone. We will be going over our tips on who we think we'll be there and in the mix Sunday Arvo. We talk a bit of Masters history and how we think the course will play and affect certain players with it being in a different part of the year, obviously with it being colder and later on in the year. So, yeah, hope you enjoy. Welcome to the exclusive Choppers Club Masters preview. Joined by one of the OG members of the famous Choppers Club, Mr. Sam Stone. Samuel, how are we?
I'm fantastic, mate. How are you?
Yeah, mate, I'm always good come Masters Week. I'm actually sitting down here in my red Nike shirt waiting for Sunday, and hopefully the guy who made this red shirt oh so famous on a Sunday arvo is in contention.
Mate, I don't know if he's got it in him this year. I think he's... I don't know if he's coming in with good form, but he is always good Masters Week, so we'll see how he goes.
Yeah, I think I'm being a bit optimistic, hoping that he's going to be in contention. I mean, yeah, look, things have changed a lot since his win in 2019. I guess in 2019 he even looked like he came into the tournament. You know, he obviously won it, the Tour Championship at the end of 2018. He had obviously played a lot more tournaments. Yeah, it's going to be a big ask from him, and I'm not sure if he's got enough reps, but yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I was just watching the replay of 2019, actually, about 20 minutes ago, so it was good to watch him playing good, and that the birdie on 16 last year was really exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, mate, that was insane. I was watching it live, and geez, I was crossed everything, hoping that ball was going to drop in for a nice little hole-in-one, but yeah, that's his experience again, stepping up, hitting to that part of the green, and letting the slope that he's also hit famous shots on before do its magic.
Yep, that was it, mate. It was perfectly played.
Yeah. All right, let's get we'll get away from Tiger for a tick. Who do you... Let's go with... Who would you like to see win? Let's give me one pick who you would like to see win and then another pick on who you think will win.
Mate, I'll tell you one person that I've always wanted to win a major, and I've had a few bets on him in the past, and he's done well, but never quite got there. Is Ricky Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see him win, but I just don't think he's really coming in with the form to get it done at the moment. And I think Patrick Cantlay is in good form. I think he won a couple of weeks ago, so I think he's a big chance of winning. And I like Xander Schauffele.
Mm-hmm.
I think he played really well there last year, and he's been pretty solid all year. So I think he's a big chance as well.
Yeah, he's found himself at the top of some leaderboards in some events this year. Another guy who I'm thinking, he actually made a good run at last year and fell a couple of shots short, and he just finished second, I think it was, in the Houston Open, just gone. Old Dustin Johnson, he's had a fair season. He's had a couple of wins. He's been right up the top. Yeah, I reckon I can see him definitely being in contention come Sunday Ave.
Yeah, I think so too, for sure. He's, you know, the length is so important at Augusta, and he can definitely hit it a long way. So I think he's a great pick as well.
Yeah. Let's let's jump into the man who's been a hot topic of discussion and also been touted as could possibly break the Augusta course, Bryson DeChambeau. How do you see his Masters Week unfolding?
Mate, I think if he's hitting it well and hitting his driver straight, he's a big chance. You know, it's a pretty open course, so I think, you know, that kind of the big bomber mentality probably will suit him. So,
yep.
You know, but you got to putt really well, obviously, as well. So I think, you know, depending on how he putts, and that'll probably determine how his day goes. But I'm keen to watch him, you know, tee it up and launch some out there, and especially attack those par fives.
Yeah, I think he said he plans to, on the 13th, the dogleg left around the corner, he plans to go over the top of the corner and smack it onto the 14th fairway, I think, which will, if he can do it, will shorten the shorten that hole up a huge amount. But as you said, it's got to come down to, it's not just the drives. You can hit it a mile, but it's no good if you can't putt. And these greens, obviously everyone knows how slippery and fast the Augusta greens are. So, yeah, you want to hope he's brings his best putting game and short game along with the driving.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I always like watching the Masters stuff. You see some pros look pretty stupid. You know, they're facing the wrong way and hitting it backwards and stuff like that. So I'm keen to watch them. You know, imaginative sort of putts and chips and that. And you know, I always love watching Masters Week for that.
Yeah, I think I last year's one. I don't know if it was Schauffele or it might have even been Cantlay on 16. They missed the slope on 16 on their tee shot. And, yeah, they were like virtually facing, had their back turned to the hole, putting back down. And it's that crazy, some of the holes. We saw Tiger last year, I think it's on the 10th. The pin was down towards the front, and he hit it right up the back and faced parallel to the hole and knocked it about a 50-foot putt all the way down to about 5 inches or so. But, yeah, it definitely brings out the creativity in the golfers. It's always good to see.
Yeah, I love watching it, mate. It's always good.
All right, let's we spoke off air about a couple of players you've got your eye on. You've broken it down into best amateur as well. Who's your tips for the listeners if they want to throw a sneaky bet on?
I haven't really looked at the best amateur, but I've looked at the a sneaky bet, I reckon, on the best debutant.
Yeah, sorry. Yep.
First time there at the Masters, I reckon Matthew Wolff. Mm. Obviously, it's Colin Morikawa's first go at the event as well. But, you know, how impressive Wolff was in the US Open, battling with Bryson and just his length off the tee. And, you need to be able to turn the ball right to left, which Matthew Wolff does outstanding. So I think he's in for a big week as well.
Yep.
And then, for some reason, Tony Finau loves the first round lead. He doesn't convert too often, but
nah.
I reckon a good first round for Tony Finau. So that's where my head's at.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, poor old Tony. Geez, he looks $1 million for the first couple of days, and he just hasn't quite seemed to be able to convert that into a win. But who knows, mate? Rory McIlroy's still out there chasing his first green jacket. This could be the weekend where he ticks off the Grand Slam. We've got Brooks Koepka coming back. He's just finished playing some really good golf at Houston during the last week. So it's going to be, I think Sunday Arvo, much like last year, it's going to be a pretty stacked leaderboard with all the big dogs having a shootout.
That's how you like to see it, isn't it? You like to see all the big dogs going at it, and you like to see them all playing their best golf, so you get a true champion.
Yeah, that's it. We better not forget to mention, hopefully we've got our Aussie contingent in there. Obviously, we've got Adam Scott. He's already won the Masters in 2013. J-Day, he was playing some good golf until he just had a couple of mishaps early on in the fourth round last week. We've got Cameron Smith, so we're well represented. I wouldn't mind seeing one of our boys putting the green jacket on.
Yeah, I think Jason Day is probably our best chance. He's traditionally done really well there, and even the year Adam Scott won, he was
right there.
He was very close to winning himself. Yeah, he made a crucial bogey on 17 that kind of cost it for him. But I think he's a big chance.
Yeah,
he was good last week. So
yeah, fingers crossed. He can capture that form again this week. Now, Francesco Molinari, of course, we all know, or anyone who's followed golf knows what happens last year. He had a two-shot lead and kind of had a back nine implosion. Found the water twice on 12 and 15. Do you reckon, does he have any head noise or demons going into this week?
Mate, I think he'll be determined to have a good week. Yep. I think he'll be more keen on, having another go at it, and I'm sure he would be practicing hard. And mate, I think he's not a bad choice. The only thing is he's a little bit shorter than the other boys, so he's going to have to be very good with his long irons and stuff like that. But he's a great putter, so I think he'll do fine on the greens, but he's going to have to be very precise with some longer irons than the other boys.
Yeah, for sure. He just melted away toward the end of last year. I mean, it doesn't help when you're the bloke next year's also coming from behind for you, having Tiger in your group. But yeah, it'll be good to see him bounce back, and he's a pro golfer, mate. They can kind of hold their nerves a bit better than us standard choppers. I'm sure he'll get his head right. Let's step away from this year's Masters. Have you got a top two or three, or just a favourite Masters moment from the past?
Oh, well, it's probably hard to go past Adam Scott's two putts to win his. Yep. First Aussie to win. I was kind of just getting into golf at the time, so I was really, really loving it. And it was probably one of the first Masters that I'd really watched carefully. Mm. And, to make a big putt on 18 and then to make another big putt on 10 in the playoff, it was really exciting as as watching an Australian, finally win one.
Yeah.
So that would probably have to be up there.
Yep.
And then I remember a hole in one. I can't remember who had it, but it was turning down the hill on 16 and it bumped someone else's ball and somehow still went in. That was a pretty cool Masters moment. And then obviously the Tiger chip in down the hill where you see the Nike logo just kick over the hole. That's obviously a real famous one that's enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
But I'd say my top one's the Adam Scott stuff. I was watching that live and it was great.
Yeah, that's cool. Obviously Scotty getting the win for us in 2013. And towards the end of that and in the playoff, it wasn't the best conditions. There was a fair bit of rain there. And, if there's any rain on the course, there's no chance we're going out and braving the weather. And here he is trying to putt to win the Masters. So I guess he's got a bit more ticker and better mental concentration game than us.
Sure, mate. If it's raining, I'm having 100. I'm no good in the rain.
Mate, if it's raining, I don't care where I am on the course. I'm getting straight off it. There's just... in the best of conditions, mate, I'm not doing anything good on the golf course, so there's no way I'm going to stand around and risk getting sick while doing it. So, yeah, more power to him.
Yeah, it was a gritty win from him. So, it was a real proud moment for all us Aussies, I think.
Yeah, yep. I remember... 2013. I would have been at school, and I remember going the night before, like obviously it was all over the news. I had how they're going and stuff, and then when we found out he won, she was pretty cool moment for a couple of us that were in class that were showing a keen interest on the game. So I first of all I'd love the Aussies to win, but if not, I'd like my boy Tiger to get up there. But there's a few other names that I'd like to see really give it a shake. Another name, I'll throw this out to you and let me know your thoughts on his chances. Jordan Spieth.
Hey, Jordan Spieth, he's not in great form, but he seems to always somehow get up for it for the Masters somehow. I don't know, he just loves the place. And
yeah.
I'd love to see him back into some good form, because he was, he was in really good form when I was, really getting into my golf at the time, and so he was one of my favourite golfers at the time. So, mate, I'd love to see him back in good form. I think he'd be good for golf.
Yeah, there was a couple of years there. I think it was back around 2015, something like that. He was when he was at the peak of his powers, he was untouchable. He was head and shoulders above the rest. Oh yeah, and just for reasons like we're not too sure of, he's just battled the last couple of years. But a couple of comps this year, he's shown a bit of glimpses of the prime Jordan Spieth, and I'd love to see him. It'd be a pretty cool story for him to really come full circle and even win this weekend. And I think it'd be a great story for him. And he's battled the last couple of years, and I'd love to see him recapture that form.
Yeah, 100%.
If you had to choose, you got to choose one to win on Sunday Ave, and no Aussies, are we going Ricky Fowler?
Who I think's going to win, or who I want to win?
If it was that, who would you want to win if the Aussies can't win? Who's your next choice? Is it Ricky Fowler?
It's Ricky Fowler. I think he deserves one. I think I'll put money on him 1 year in all four majors, and he ran top five in all four, and he was in contention in all of them. And I just think, oh, mate, I just want him to win one. But you watch, I won't put money on him, and he'll win one. So
maybe that's how he gets it done, mate. Maybe steer clear of him.
Yeah, maybe I'm the curse. So I won't put any money on him this week, and in hopes that he gets it done.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed for you. What your take on the Masters? Obviously, it's usually held in April, and then there's usually thousands and thousands of fans there watching. This time of year and no fans, how different do you reckon it'll be?
I think the biggest difference will probably be the weather. Like, it'll...
Yep.
I'm assuming it'll be maybe a little bit colder for them.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. It might be a bit colder for them. And I think I've seen videos on, like, our social media and that, them, like, having to paint the grass and that, because it's a different time of year and that sort of stuff. So I'm sure they'll have the course looking outstanding, but... I mean, for the preparation and that, I'm sure they've had a bit of a different prep than they normally would.
Yep.
And then I think it'll be a cool watch without the fans, because I think you'll be able to appreciate how much land and how much slope and all that is a bit better without the fans kind of.
Yep.
I think we'll be able to really appreciate, like, the glory of the grounds of Augusta.
Yeah, I think I was a while ago. It was when it was about. It was 40 days out from the Masters, and I think it was on like Golf Digest or something like that. They put up a photo of what Augusta looked like 50 days out from the Masters, and it was brown. Like, it was just looked like everything had died. And then they put another photo up 40 days out from the Masters, and it was back to just prime Augusta. So yeah, I did hear the rumor too about the old paint of the grass and stuff, but. Yeah, obviously a different time of the year. They're not usually prepping it for arguably the biggest tournament in golf. They've also, I saw a photo, I think it was the whole course was covered in snow or something. So, yeah, they're definitely getting a different taste of it this time of year.
Yeah, it should be good to see how it changes things. No, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of wind actually too. That'd make it fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the year when Danny Willett won. I think he shot 5 under on the last day to win with 5 under.
Jeez.
And I remember there was balls blowing off the green and into the water, and it was just chaos. So I wouldn't mind seeing a bit of wind and watching some boys struggle.
Oh, I was about to say, you wouldn't mind seeing a couple of the pros battle the conditions. Make us feel a bit better anyway, seeing them scrambling around trying to score half decent. Yeah, obviously, we don't want to see, you know, it's Augusta, so... You know, the chances of it happening are pretty low, but you don't want to see like minus 20s and that winning. So it'll be good to have, a bit of wind. Hopefully, the conditions kind of make it a bit of a more of a level playing field. I think with Bryson's driving too, if it's colder, is it the balls don't travel as far? Like that can reduce distance or something like that?
Yeah, the colder it is, I think it's obviously a bit harder to hit it long. So
yeah,
but mate, he swings it that far anyway, so it's not going to be too big of a difference.
No, they come off pretty hot.
360 rather than 380. I mean, it's still going a long way.
Yeah, and the speed he's swinging at, I don't think the ball will be too cold for that long with it flying through the air like a heat-seeking missile. Yeah, so, with the wind too, I was just thinking when you were talking about hopefully it's windy and that, we saw that the last two groups, I think it was last year, I think 4 out of 5 ended in the drink. So, yeah, hopefully a bit more entertainment like that, some blokes battling, and, yeah, hopefully it comes down to someone needing a birdie. It's always good if it comes down to someone needing a birdie or something miraculous on the last to win. Keeps the fans, the viewers, I guess, engaged.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I want to see something tight down the stretch. I'd love to see a playoff. I think that'd be great.
Yep.
Playoffs are always good fun to watch. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Ideally, let's have Jason Day and Ricky Fowler in the playoff.
Oh, all right. If they're in the playoff, who are you choosing?
I'll go Aussie. I'll go Jason Day. Ooh. But actually, it'd be hard. I don't know. I'd have to I'd cheer for whoever had the lowest round that day.
Well, I mean, if you want J Day to win, by your track record, just throw some money on Ricky Fowler in the playoff, and they may as well just hand the jacket to J Day.
Yeah, that's it. I'll put the curse on him.
All right, just the last thing before we go, after our little preview. Give everyone. We'll pick three golfers each who we reckon, or who will choose to be wearing that green jacket Sunday Ave. Who are your three?
My three, I'm going to go with Xander Shoffley.
Yep.
Patrick Cantlay.
Yep.
And I'll go Jason Day.
Nice. I like that. My three, I'm going to throw Jay Day in there as well. I'm going to throw in my boy Tiger just because, I just love him. I'd obviously love to see him win again. And I'm going to throw in Rory McIlroy to complete the career Grand Slam.
I love seeing history be made, so I'd love to see that.
Yeah, so fingers crossed. If anyone, the listeners, if he's looking for people to back, jump on one of those six that we've just, or five that we've just rattled off, and your money's in safe hands.
And I do really like the top debutant Matt Wolf, though. I think that's, I might have $10 on that, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be a safe bet for me.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad little bet. He's played some good golf, and the shape that, as you said, the shape he needed there, he really can move the ball that way. So he might be a smoky to come and grab the green jacket, and geez, be a pretty wild story winning your first Masters on debut.
Yeah, it would be unbelievable.
Alrighty, I think that'll wrap us up for the preview, and we'll see how the rest of the week unfolds, and we might even touch base again Monday or something to see how our picks went.
No worries, sounds good.
All right, thanks, mate.
Good. See ya.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Had a blast doing that, actually. Wasn't too long. But hopefully I can get around to doing a Masters review after this week's all said and done. Hopefully the golfer that you're going for we'll be wearing that green jacket. It'll be awesome to see one of our Aussies there winning. But if not, I'm sure the winner will be very worthy of that prize. And obviously we gave you a few tips there. So if you want to throw a cheeky bet on, we've laid out who we think will win or who has a good chance. So best of luck.